Blog Talk Radio.
Passion for business.
Thanks for tuning in to Passion for Business, the show that brings wisdom for the business-minded. If you have a passion for business, then get ready for strategic advice, testimonials, and cutting-edge interviews. Let us now introduce your host, Sharon McLean.
Passion for Business.
Hello, and welcome to my show, Passion for Business, where I'll be sharing practical, bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. Well, it's great to have you all listening today, and I want to thank you for listening in today. Our show today is all about emotional intelligence, and I'm going to be joined by my special guest, Joe Oliwa. Now, with emotional intelligence, we will be discussing what it is, why it's important, and tips that you can use to practically use on a daily basis. So for those of you who want to join in the show, you can call in on 646-668-8471. If you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at SharonBWE. And if you want to leave a comment for the discussion, you can do so on our Facebook page, Business with Excellence. So I'd like to introduce my special guest into the show, Joe Oliwa. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Hello, Sharon. Good evening. How are you today?
I'm very well. It's lovely to have you on the show. And just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Joe. I've introduced the show and what we're going to be talking about today. So if you could just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into our topic.
Yeah, my name is Joe Oliwa. I'm an emotional intelligence coach. I became an emotional intelligence coach in 2012 after being encouraged to go into coaching. And I'm just passionate about emotional intelligence. And since then, I've done some seminars, some workshops, and I've coached people on emotional intelligence. And I now have a CD out on emotional intelligence.
That's me for now. Joe. Oh, that's great. And Joe is very passionate about changing people's emotional intelligence. So, Joe, as we are looking at this word emotional intelligence, a lot of people may not have heard of it. It first came about in 1995, where a gentleman called Daniel Goleman wrote about emotional intelligence and why it matters more than IQ. So could you tell our listeners what is emotional intelligence?
Yes, like you said, emotional intelligence was originally done by a guy called Daniel Goleman. He thought about it in 1990, but became more known in 1995. Emotional intelligence is quite, some people don't know it. They get it mixed up with emotional intelligence, which is different. Now, emotional intelligence is about the ability to recognize, understand, and manage one's own emotions and feelings and be able to manage it effectively. Also, it is
wonderful.
The ability to recognize, yeah?
That is fantastic. You said the ability to recognize, manage one's
emotions.
Understand
and manage one's own emotions and feelings. And also the ones of the relationship around us as well, the people around us.
And the relationships around us. So it's a two-way thing. It's not just managing your emotions, but it's also recognizing what's around us. That's fantastic.
Absolutely,
Joe.
Yeah.
And why would you say it's important? Because we have a lot of listeners listening in who might run their own businesses, who might work with colleagues, people around us all the time, and we have so much emotion. So why would you say emotional intelligence is important?
Emotional intelligence is important in business and in life because it helps you to be able to understand yourself, one, so you know how to deal with people. Also, it helps you to be able to stay motivated, two. Three, it helps you to be able to know how to conduct yourself and deal with people in order to always win with people. Without emotional intelligence, it's almost impossible to succeed in life because we live in a world where we always have to relate with people. And if people don't like your personality, if you're always aggressive, you've got anger management, you can't conduct yourself, it's almost impossible to succeed. So emotional intelligence is like a bloodline to success in life.
I like that, Joe, a bloodline to success in life. So would you say it's all about also the person who needs to be emotionally intelligent? They have to be maybe self-aware, they have to understand how others are feeling. Would that come into it?
Absolutely. That's part of the core components of emotional intelligence. Before I go into the core components, that's part of the main types of emotions. They have to be self-aware. Now, what is self-awareness? They have to know their actions and how to manage it, and what the result of their actions, what it gives. Because if you want to be positive and you go and give a negative action and you're not in control of it, then you're not self-aware. But if you're aware of what you're doing, then you know what action to give out, and you will likely know what the result will be.
That's fantastic. So self-awareness and having the right actions to give out and knowing what the results will be. Okay, Joe, this is great. Would you like to share with our listeners some tips that they can practically use maybe on a daily basis regarding their emotional intelligence? Because as you said, it's the blood of business and of life. We need to be interacting with people, and we need to be emotionally intelligent about it. So give us some tips that our listeners can actually take away with them in their work and in their business and also in their relationships with people.
Okay. Just before I give those last minute tips, I want to give the types of emotions available so that people know exactly what the type of emotions are and what each action they take, what the result could be. There's another emotion called acceptance. This is when you just give and you don't mind what the result will be. You just want people to take you for who you are. And in situations like that, you could decide to give out a bad action or a negative one. But you want people just to take you for who you are. That's called acceptance. Another emotion is called engulf. This is when things just happen, which you are not in control of. For example, if one loved one dies, unfortunately, something like that, you get engulfed in it and you do not have control over it. There's another one called emotional flatness. This is when to the people, whether positive or negative, the person does not have any emotions. For example, one wins an award and people are coming to congratulate you to say well done, and you're not showing any emotions. You've just got a flat emotion, which is called no emotions at all. That's called emotional flatness. That is when you are not giving any emotions at all, whether it's positive or negative. And then the last type of emotion is called inflow. This is when you are passionate about what you do, and you are in the peak state, and you are just concentrating, and sometimes you lose sense of time because you are passionate about what you do. Sharon, someone like you, I know when you are doing your stuff, you just love it. Time doesn't really matter to you. You just love doing it. You're always in inflow, Sharon. So I love that.
So I'm in inflow. Oh, thank you.
So those are the types of emotions available.
So I'm just going to repeat
now,
them again because these are excellent. Joe, I'm just going to repeat them for our listeners again so that they can hear.
Okay.
So you've got acceptance, you've got engulf, emotional flatness, and inflow.
Okay.
Wonderful. So tell us more now, Joe. Now we've got those in our minds.
Now, this is what I call the seven magical words. This, anybody can start using it from today, and I can bet you that it will actually change your personality with people. People will appreciate you more, and it will open more businesses for you. It will make you become like a light bulb. Like when someone goes into a dark room and you switch on the light, you just come bright. These seven keys, I call the seven magical words. One is acceptance. Accept people for whoever they are. Never underestimate people. Never underrate people. Never think, oh, they are no good for nothing. Just accept them. Acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is appreciation. Appreciate people for who they are. When you meet them, appreciate them. When they are good to you, appreciate them. Just let them know that you appreciate. When people are appreciated, people go the extra mile. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The third one, please. Now, learn to use that word, please. It opens doors. It opens doors beyond your wildest dream. By saying please to people when you want something, and you just tell them, please, can I have it? Please, can you help me do this? People feel privileged. People feel honored. People feel like a king, like a queen. And guess what? You can even tell anyone, even the prime minister using it to the prime minister, he will do something for you. So it's a good
one. Wow. It's a very good
one. Another one, the first one is called thank you. Okay, when people do things for you, use the word thank you. They are only two small words, but they make a big difference. When you thank people, people are willing to do extra for you. Even sometimes people go the extra mile for you without you asking them to, just because you've appreciated what they have done for you in the past.
Yeah.
This one is the fifth one, which I really like. It's called sorry. It's only a five-letter word, but it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
Now, when sometimes things doesn't go wrong, things doesn't go right, learn to say sorry. When you make mistakes, be humble enough to apologize. There's this thing about women sometimes. People say women are arrogant. But when you learn to use that word sorry, people go the extra mile for you because you are genuinely sorry, and because sometimes people are not expecting you to use that word sorry. But because you use that word sorry, people are willing to, you know, accept your apology, let things go, and continue with life. The sixth one is called listening. Okay, listening. When you listen empathetically, right, to people. People love to be listened to empathetically. Now, when you listen to people empathetically, people appreciate you, they love you, and guess what? They're willing to go the extra mile for you whenever you need them. So these are six. The last one is synergy. Now, with synergy, what synergy is coming together with like minds to helping to do something in common. Now, when you synergize with people who are willing to do something, again, people appreciate it. When you synergize with them with a common goal in mind, and it's not that you have any interior motive, you have a common goal, and you join them to actually help them in achieving their goal, guess what? They will help you to achieve your goal. Those are what I call the seven magical words of emotional intelligence that you can straight away start using from tonight.
That is fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Joe. So we've got listeners. We're talking emotional intelligence and the importance of it in business, in life, in family. And we've got our seven magical words: accept, appreciate, please, thank you, sorry, listen with empathy, and synergy. These are excellent tips for us to move forward in knowing the emotions of ourselves and also the emotions of others. Well, we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, you can ask Joe your questions or things that you might want to ask him, and you'll also be able to send me a message. So you can send a message to @SharonBWE on Twitter, or you can leave a note on Facebook, facebook.com/businesswithexcellence, or you can email me what you think of the show, info@businesswithexcellence.com. So I really want to thank you all for listening in as we are sharing this great topic on emotional intelligence. And we are going to be taking a break. As I said, when we come back, we're going to go further into our discussion about how we can continually use this in our practical life. Joe has shared some excellent tips, and he is an emotional coach and also emotional intelligence life coach as well. So enjoy.
Welcome to Business with Excellence, where we're developing ideas and linking businesses. Do you need to grow your business or start a business? Well, we have a monthly mentoring program that you can get involved in. We cover marketing, finance, operation, and legality, and we also will help you to test your idea. If you're interested in our monthly mentoring program, please email us at info@businesswithexcellence.com. Business Pearl, 42 quotes to grow your business. Have you ever thought of starting a business or growing a business? Well, Business Pearls is a book that you need to read. It's full of quotes and memoirs and action points, 42 in total, and you can get it on Amazon and Kindle. Order your copy of Business Pearls now, written by Sharon McLean.
Welcome back to Passion for Business, the show where we share bite-sized business tips for you to digest and act upon. Well, today I'm really glad to have my special guest in the show, Joe Oluwa. He is a professional life coach and he focuses on emotional intelligence. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
Thank you, Sharon.
It's been wonderful listening to you, Joe, and I can hear your passion for the topic that you teach and share on in coaching. So, Joe, tell me a little bit about other things that you do before we take our questions from some of our listeners. You said that you have a CD out on emotional intelligence. Can you tell us where our listeners can be in contact with you? Do you have a LinkedIn page? Are you on Facebook?
Yes. I've got a CD out on emotional intelligence, which I'm really passionate about, which really will change your life. I can be contacted through my Facebook page, either Joe B. Oluwa, O-L-U-W-A, Joe with an E, J-O-E, then B for Bravo, then O-L-U-W-A Enterprise. That's my Facebook page. I can be contacted directly through my email as well, joeoluwa@gmail.com or by telephone 07428579157. I'll repeat that, 07428579157. I'm also on LinkedIn and I'm on Twitter as Joe Oluwa, J-O-E-O-L-U-W-A. I'm also on Instagram as Joe Oluwa, J-O-E-O-L-U-W-A. So I'm easily accessible, and I will always reply as soon as possible.
That's fantastic.
All that things
they
do. Things that they do, apart from coaching, I'm passionate about my life as a life coach. But other things I do, I'm passionate about helping people. So I'm also into events. I'm an event manager, in which I help everything. I do everything with events, from hall renting, master of ceremony. You want cars for an event, I can provide it, whatever cars, from a Mercedes-Benz to Rolls-Royce, Bentley, horse and carriage, if that's what you want. Okay, that's no problem at all. Also, I can also provide... Oh, Sharon, you like that, don't you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Also, I can also provide coaches, as in long coaches. I can provide a mini coach, a midi coach, or a mega coach, which is between size of 9 to about 72-seater coach. again, I'm available to provide that. I can provide caterers for your event. I can provide servers for your event. I can provide musicians for your event.
That's
children
fantastic,
dinner,
Joe.
Everything.
That's excellent. So basically, if you're having an event, Joe is a person to contact in terms of all your contacts for your event. So it's excellent that as business owners, we can use all our different gifts. So we're talking today emotional intelligence. Right, Joe, we've got a question here. Someone's asked, how can they use emotional intelligence when they're dealing with customers who sometimes are very upsetting on a daily basis? So basically, this has come from a lady who runs her business, and she regularly has customers calling in on a regular basis demanding products and services. Sometimes they can be very rude. What tips would you give out of your 7 magical words to encourage our listeners of how they can be more emotionally intelligent?
The first thing I would say is appreciate her. Give her a ring and tell her you appreciate her as a customer, that you really appreciate what her being there for you now and again. However, there are some things she does which you believe that it's not helping your business transaction with her or her business transaction with you. You appreciate the friendship, but what she's doing at the moment might not let your friendship and your business deals last for long. And try to tell her in a very polite manner for her to look at it and see how she can change it. I think that's the way forward.
Okay, that's really, really helpful, because sometimes customers can be quite rude and you feel to react to them in an angry manner, but some of the tips that you shared has been really helpful. We've got another question here from another one of our listeners. How do I stop from being fearful? So I might want to do some more business with a client, but my natural personality is an introvert. So how do I use emotional intelligence to stop me being fearful and opening up more to my customers?
The first thing I will advise the customer is to realize that fear is just a false evidence appearing real. Fear is not something real. We all have a fear. I mean, people say I'm a bubbly person and I'm outgoing, but sometimes I do have fear. But I just, whenever I want to do something, I see it as false evidence appearing real. So I change it to face everything and rise. Same 4 letters. It's just seen in a different way. Face
in
everything
a more positive
and rise.
Way. So face everything and rise. So instead of being fearful about it and maybe running away, you're saying to the person who's an introvert who might be just wanting to go into themselves or be on their own, you're saying
face it
and rise, so literally rising above it, so acting completely in a different way, or opposite way to how you would act before. Yeah, that's excellent, Joe. Thank you for that. That's really, really helping.
That will really help, because if she can face everything, I mean, yeah, initially, the first time, the second time, she'll feel nervous, but she'll be amazed how much energy she's got by just facing it. And after a few occasions, she'll really be more powerful and she'll feel great about it.
Excellent. And we've got one last question here, Joe. How do I deal with a dominant person in a team when we're all working together? How would I use emotional intelligence to deal with a dominant person in our group?
That person must firstly be a leader, because to deal with person, you have to have in a group like that, you have to have what is called leadership skills.
Okay.
What I would recommend is that person should call the person on a one-to-one and say, Being that we appreciate you in this group, we appreciate what you are bringing into the group. However, there's some things you're doing which is bringing the group down. And when it backfires, you will be called out, you'll be singled out that you caused it. And it will not look good on you. So I will advise that you should try to work on it. So by saying that to such a person, hopefully that will make that person think and say, okay, he or she does not want to be the black cat of the group, does not want to blackmail the group. So hopefully that will make the person think and work on it.
Yeah, that's excellent. So you're saying you don't deal with it in front of everyone, but you take the person away from the group and you use one of your seven magical words, which I noticed, appreciate. You appreciate them. You recognize if they're being dominant, they have signs maybe of leadership traits, but you talk to them about how they can work within that group. That is excellent. Well, Joe, I really want to thank you for taking part in our show today, and I'll definitely have you back again, maybe to talk on another topic, but it's been really enjoyable having you on Emotional Intelligence. So is there any last words that you want to say to our listeners today that they can really go off with? You've told us about the four emotions, acceptance, engulf, emotional flatness, and inflow, so we can work on those. You've given us the seven magical words, accept, appreciate, please, thank you, sorry, listening with empathy, and synergy. So what would be your last closing words that you would say to our listeners?
What I would just say is all the listeners should learn to self-motivate themselves, and they should self-motivate and be self-aware of what they do, because every action leads to a reaction and leads to a decision made. However, if you are self-aware of what you do and try to motivate yourself using this emotional intelligence, 3-6 months down the line, you will be grateful you attended this talk today, this program today.
That is fantastic, Joe. Well, I really want to thank you, Joe. So Joe has ended with self-motivation and awareness, because every action leads to a reaction. So thank you so much for joining us today, Joe. And as I said, we will be having you back again. Thank you very much, Joe.
Thank you, Sharon, for inviting me. Yeah, and I've had a blast time sharing this with you on your program.
That is fantastic, Joe. Thank you so much. All our listeners there, we've had a great time listening to Emotional Intelligence. So if you want to get in touch with us, please email us info@businesswithexcellence.com. And for those of you who are in the UK, our next event is 14 Years of Business with Excellence on Monday the 11th of July. And on Tuesday the 12th of July, we have a seminar called Take Charge, Not Charges. So if you want details of that, please feel free to contact me. So until next time,
Thank you for listening. We trust that you were inspired, and we'll tune in again for
Passion for Business.